A lot of small businesses in New York City count on the holiday season for a bump in sales, but this year, tourism is way down, and there are restrictions on shopping and eating, and COVID cases are surging. Still, business owners in New York are trying to make the most of a bizarre holiday season. Here's Camille Peterson.
Walking through Midtown Manhattan in December is usually like navigating a chaotic maze. This year, you can actually move easily. But there's still a steady stream of shoppers at Bryant Park's annual outdoor holiday market.
Can I try the habanero mango?
Yeah. This has all our flavors on it, guys.
At his market stall, Ron Menon is handing out samples of hot sauces. Blueberry maple, ginger pear, cinnamon ghost pepper. Menon owns Hell's Kitchen Hot Sauce and normally gets 80% of his annual revenue during the holiday season. Business at his year-round Columbus Circle store is far below average because of limited foot traffic from tourists and commuters. So he says his outdoor Bryant Park shop is his best chance of breaking even this year.
Otherwise, there is no holiday season or revenue.
Visitors to Bryant Park are at about a third of last year, but Menon is trying to use that to his advantage.
When you have less guests, but they're more quality, you have more time to spend with people to maybe get your quote-unquote like check average up.
Menon has also increased online marketing and promotions. The research firm CBRE projects that this holiday season, online shopping will jump from 14 to 40% of total retail sales. Anthony Cerrone is trying to make sure his company captures those online sales. Cerrone is a co-owner of Lilac Chocolates. Lilac has five locations in Manhattan and one in Brooklyn.
It actually smells like chocolate outside. It's like the nicest
right?
smell.
Yeah. Actually, our air conditioner vents are on the 35th Street side, so when you walk by there, it blows like the hot air right onto the street.
Despite the chocolate smell, Cerrone says store sales this year are down by at least 60%, up to 85% at some stores. To counteract that drop in sales, Cerrone has added more delivery, pickup, and online ordering options. He's hoping Christmas turns out like Easter, when Lilac's inventory actually sold out online.
And many, many, many of those customers had never ordered from us online before. And so it was, you know, that's when we realized people are going to get their chocolate for the holidays,
no matter what.
Businesses are also adapting their physical spaces this year. Claire Sprouse owns a Brooklyn restaurant called Hunky Dory. To make up for lost dining revenue, Sprouse converted her unused indoor dining space into a shop stocked with gifts.
It definitely gives us a little bit more room to breathe.
That's because New York City restaurants rely on strong holiday sales, catering, parties, celebrations.
It floats us through like the harder months that come to follow, January, February, when everybody's hunkered down.
Making it through this holiday season is all about adapting, says Larissa Ortiz, managing director of the business consulting nonprofit StreetSense.
Those are the better businesses, right? They know they have to switch it up and make it interesting. They're the ones who are going to be in a better position after the holidays.
Ortiz says shifting online is probably the smartest adaptation for many businesses. But going big on holiday decorations and spirit could help too. Things are strange, but we still love dazzling lights. For NPR News, I'm Camille Peterson in New York.
I'll have a blue Christmas.